Paul McGrath, good evening to you. How are you?
Not too bad at all, Colm. Doing very well.
Great to talk to somebody like yourself because you are a living legend as far as soccer is concerned.
Absolutely.
And you know, I absolutely mean that, being a Man United supporter. and was nearly went across to Aston Villa at one stage because you left. But anyway, we lost a legend in sport in the last 24 hours with Bill.
We did indeed. And to be honest, I only heard about it, obviously, yesterday as I was chatting to someone. I didn't understand that it already happened, but he was a special man in the world of sport, and especially in the world of soccer. So it was an awful shock to just hear that he'd passed away. And thank God I heard it was a peaceful passing, and you know, he's a special man.
But I mean, through the years of you playing, they would have been watching you all the time on the panel. I mean, you were there. Some of your most memorable games as a defender in an Irish jersey, they would have been commentating on. As a player, did you go back and listen back or watch back to what the guys would have talked about?
To be honest, you do. You tape, you know, you have someone at home that tapes things and stuff like that, and you go back and you listen to what was said. And Bill was always very respectful to me, and I think he thought I was better than I was. You know, because you know, in 1990 in particular, obviously our first World Cup, I actually got, I think I got player of the tournament and stuff like that, and he presented me with a prize. But you do tape those programs and you do look back on them, and you don't realize until you lose an actual legend as he was in sport, you know, how generous he was in the praise that he gave you.
I mean, people have said, you know, and we, they're treasures for us, the Aim and the Johnny Giles, the Liam Brady, and obviously Bill as well. But even English punditry say that on their day, they were the best in Europe. I mean, you would have seen, you know, how you'd been, you know, on the BBC, and you even did punditry yourself with ITV. Were they that good, and are they still that good?
The only compliment I could give them was that a lot of Irish people, RTE people, would have switched over from watching the Match of the Day programmes from the English League, the Gary Linekers and people like that, to RTE because of the... Bill had a unique way of making an argument out of a non-argument with both Eamon and Liam, John Giles. John Giles is one of the best pundits I know, but he had a way of making them argue a point that was senseless and stuff like that. And that's why people switched over to RT, because they knew they were going to get an excitement that very, very... He had a unique way of making people argue when there was no argument necessary, basically.
It was almost like he prodded people with his words, you know. And then another thing he did, which was great, he'd always do, "I don't really understand that."
But
you sort of knew he did understand it.
There was a great comment on television last night, somebody saying that, you know, any fool can pretend to be an expert or intelligent, but it takes a very intelligent expert to play the fool.
And he played the fool very well. He knew exactly what he was doing, Al, to be honest. He had a very unique way of prodding each of them to say, you know, have a go at him and you have a go back and stuff like that. And it was brilliant, and it made for great television. I mean, that's why Après Sport came about and stuff like that, because they were unique characters. And he was the main character in it that orchestrated the whole thing. And I think... you know, it's great loss for Irish sport, and totally saddened by the suddenness of it, I suppose, that most Irish people feel.
Absolutely.
Do you remember, I mean, I still remember Italia 90. Well, we all do so well, and I remember the parade coming back into town, and it was a circus that came from the airport with the open-top bus. Do you still have those great memories of being, or was it just so big that sometimes you forget part of it?
No, I think, you know, I have I still have the videos, but they're in the old video form, to be honest. But I remember, you know, that Bill and the lads and so anytime you meet Bill, even I met him something like 4 weeks ago, and we did a show up at the Aviva. So the shock for me was enormous that, you know, I'd actually spoken to him 4 weeks ago, and to hear of his demise was an awful shock. But I'll never forget those days, because they were so massive and so you know, to be part of something so special as being one of the first players to have played in a World Cup for Ireland was unique in itself. But to have been part of it and to be part of the celebration of beating, you know, obviously coming back and getting to a quarterfinals and stuff like that, it was just unique in Ireland to see that sort of parade and to have been part of it was just so special.
Well, they still say to this day, you know, that nearly was the start of the Celtic Tiger and the uplifting of an Irish generation. Do you still have your jerseys from 1990?
No, to be honest, a lot of them have went to charities and stuff like that. And I think for most of the Irish lads, anyway, giving away a jersey that can make someone a few shillings is a great way to give back to what the Irish people have given to us. And the memories cannot, you know, you can't erase those memories. And that's the most important thing.
Do you keep the caps?
Do I keep the
caps? You know, when you get capped for the Irish.
Yeah.
To be honest, I've given away one or two caps as well, but I mean, I've kept enough for my children and stuff like that. Thank God I've made enough caps that my kids can each have a cap and stuff like that.
Well, you can have a small town just with your caps on because you've made enough caps. I mean, again, I'm just thinking, when you listen back to these guys, you know, a pundit like Johnny Giles criticises something you've done in a game. Do you take it personally? Do you think about it the next time you're playing on the pitch?
not at all. I respect, as I say, he is, of all the pundits, and I'm talking about the English pundits, the Irish pundits, even Eamon and Liam, John Giles is one of the most respected ones that I've ever known, and he talks the most sense, to be honest. Mm. He calms everyone down. But, yeah, I do take on board what he would say about me, and I do feel a little aggrieved sometimes if he does say something that I think, I think you're a little bit out of order there, but... I genuinely, I love the man, so I do take it under my wing, you know.
And does the team manager, like, does the Irish manager ever take this stuff on board? I mean, I think at the moment with the whole Wes Hoolahan thing, and now Wes is back up in the Premiership with Norwich, and he should be chosen. Do managers also, would they be going, look, Johnny Giles said this about the team last night, we need to have a look at that. Would they take that much advice from them?
I think if there were clever managers, they would. But there's not too many.
There's not many of them, is there?
There's not too many very clever managers out there at the moment. No, but yeah, I think if you were a smart manager, and there is one or two of them about, they would definitely take on board what he's saying about a certain player in a certain position, because to be honest, if you didn't, you wouldn't be, as far as I'm concerned, a very good manager.
And if you were managing, would you have Wes Hoolahan in a green jersey for 90 minutes?
Quinn is running them close now, I think, from Hull. Mm. I think they're both so similar, but I would have Wes Hoolahan, to be honest, because I think he's someone who can actually make the people up front tick. Yeah. And if they know his style, then they can run into certain positions, which will get us through to competition.
Yeah, well, hopefully.
Hopefully.
There's one memory I have, and you remember more, and it was the day that Eamon broke his pencil and threw it literally at the camera because of...
Is this after the Egypt game?
It was the Ireland-Egypt game, and he called everybody in a green jersey. Not the nicest of names. Did he ever come back and apologise about that, or how did you guys take it in the dressing room, like, the next time the next game came up?
To be honest, I've never seen him throw the pencil at the camera.
Oh, have you not?
That's as true as God. No, I've never. But to be honest, I've met Eamon when one or two of our players have called him one or two things and walked out of dressing rooms and stuff like that. But Eamon I love because he adds the controversy. His game was always to fly in the face of what was probably right and stuff like that. But I love that kind of, you have to have the you know, the pendulum swinging in both ways. And Eamon always liked to go in the opposite direction of the other two lads most of the time anyway. So it was always great. And that's what makes RTE, I think, a step above what they have over in England at the moment.
Well, as I said, it's great to catch up with you again, Paul. Bill will be sadly missed. And again, sympathies and condolences to his family.
And same to you and all at RTE as well. Wow.
Lovely talking to you again.
Thank you.
Take care, pal.
Take care of yourself. Bye.
See you out. Bye-bye.
No. Did you hang up?
He's gone now, yeah.
A column.
Why, what's wrong?
You never thanked him for lunch.
Oh, yes.
That was going to be my big moment. You were talking, yapping away about football. I was still thinking of the fish and chips he gave us earlier.
Sorry, he's involved in the National Fish and Chip, the Ithaca National Fish and Chip Day.
Which is tomorrow. So we had a load of fish and chips in here earlier. They're absolutely gorgeous. Yeah. Did you eat any?
You ate everyone's, didn't you? Yeah.
He's probably still listening. Thanks, Paul.
Thank you, Paul. Paul McGrath, an absolute legend, and for also organising a little bit of lunch for us today. My apologies, because I
can't believe you did that.
I wanted to talk so much about everything else.
Yeah, but fish and chips are as important as football.
Fish and chips while watching football.
That's it now.
Yeah, on a Saturday afternoon. That's important. Okay, it is 2FM's Drive-By. We take a break.